Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Homies the Podcast. Your co-hosts, Victoria and Eliza here. Today, we're going to be talking about cooking. First, Eliza, tell us what you're into.
So my thing that I'm into this week actually kind of goes along with our topic this week. I am very into bone broth. I know I'm kind of behind the trend on that because I feel like, I want to say like 3 or 4 years ago, everyone was super into bone broth and like all these very hip restaurants started serving it as like an appetizer or like a complimentary palate cleanse type of thing. But I've just recently started trying it out. And I don't like most meat. I really only eat chicken if I'm going to eat meat. So I have only been trying the chicken bone broth, but I've tried a few different types and I'm a big fan.
Cool. The one thought that I have about bone broth is that there's a place in New York City that only sells bone broth. Like, you know, like an ice cream shop, like it's like a bone broth shop.
Oh my God.
At least before the pandemic, I don't really know if it's opened up again, but I thought
that was very New York.
Like, I know. Walking around with your cup of bone broth. Like, okay. Okay. So this week, what I'm into is the book and movie called After. It's so good. Okay. So the movie is on Netflix. It's called After. It's based on the book, but it's pretty different from the book, as I'm realizing, because now I'm reading it. And there's four books in the series, four or five. And the second movie is on Netflix and the third one is coming out. And the actor is this British man named Hero. I forget his name. And then, the other girl is... I have to find and tell you guys because like who they are really like makes it. So it's Hero, Fionn Tiffin, and then Josephine Langford, and she's like very innocent, like looking, the character's very innocent, and then Hero is British and has all these tattoos, and it's, and I saw the movie before I saw the book, and so it's awesome because I envisioned them when I'm envisioning the characters, but the book is really different and it's so good. It's basically like a love story and they're just very different from each other, and there's a bit of a toxic relationship, but I think they're still made for each other. It's so good. And I usually read like historical fiction or like fantasy books, so this is just more of like a story that could be happening out in Washington State, which gives me Twilight vibes. Like it literally could have been in any state and it's in like right outside of Seattle. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. And I already ordered or got the second book ready in my library because I know I'm about to finish this one. Okay. So let's get into cooking. So guys, I have a list of questions that I have for me and Eliza, and Eliza doesn't know what they are. So we'll see what the answers are. First, let's talk about what have you been cooking lately? I know you've been making your bone broth, right?
The bone broth I've been having is like a packet, or I buy it. I haven't made it.
Okay. Then.
But I read how to make it and I really want to try that. So
that's is that where, like, if you have like a rotisserie chicken or something, then you use the bones and like soak it?
Yeah. And you're supposed to add like butter, oil, and spices and stuff like that. And you're supposed to use the joint bones in particular,
right?
Like ones with a lot of cartilage, because bone broth is allegedly beneficial because of the collagen it contains, and the collagen comes from the joints and stuff.
Okay, interesting. Anything else you've been cooking most recently?
I've been kind of slacking on the cooking lately because I'm living at my parents' house, and the way the house is set up, we have like an in-law apartment type of thing that I'm living in, but that doesn't have a kitchen, so I have to like go to the other part of the house, which requires going outside. And then they're like always in there, and the kitchen is like my mom's dojo. So I try to not really mess with it that much. I've been doing a lot of like tacos. And cause I can do pan fry, or not necessarily fry, but like cook in a pan chicken pretty easily. And then just like, I can make a really good taco in like 10 minutes. So tacos have been my recent go-to, or like a pasta with some chicken that is also doable in a pan.
Yeah. Okay. Important question. Hard shell or soft shell for the taco?
I used to be a hard shell girl, but I've recently switched to soft shells because you can stuff them. Like, you can put a lot of stuff in there.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I like the flavor and, like, the idea of the hard taco. Or, you know, just, it would just be the flavor. Because it's like you're eating a chip. But recently for lunch, I've been making wraps. So I feel like a wrap is like a taco or a burrito. And I just like how you can, like, wrap it all up in your hands. And it's, like, easy to eat. Mm-hmm. So I might convert. Okay, cool. So this week, oh yeah, I think I told you this. Oh, I made a TikTok about what I'm about to say that I made. So I kind of cooked the like TikTok feta pasta dish. That's, I think it's like been pretty popular on the internet. And so what I did is like you end up getting a sauce. And then instead of putting pasta in it, I made these chicken meatballs that were so easy. And I made this as like my meal prep for dinner all week because I don't like the dinner that my family eats because now that I'm back home. And my dad had found this chicken meatball recipe. So simple, so easy, super yummy. And I baked them. And so the sauce is basically in a pan. Like I think of it as like a glass like pan I put brownies in, like a big, like it's like ovular. Rectangular. And so I have all these cherry tomatoes and then olive oil, like some spices, like what are the red chili pepper flakes and like black pepper and whatever. And I put it in also sliced garlic and oh, there's this other like ingredient, a shallot. I've never used shallots, but I put shallots in. And in the center is a block of feta. And I baked it for like 50 minutes until the way it's described for the tomatoes is that it's like burst from its skin. So they just kind of like mush, which I think is nice because then I don't have to like bite into a tomato. And then you just mix up all the feta. It totally melts and it's a pretty good sauce. And I've just had that mixed with chicken meatballs and then every night like take it out. And it's so yummy and filling. And obviously it is very cheesy because it's just like only feta. But I just thought I'd switch it up. So, and I feel like feta is different from like if I just had mozzarella, you know what I mean? Or like cheddar. I don't know. I know like goat cheese is definitely different, you know, but yeah.
I love feta. I think that's my favorite cheese. It's so salty.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting you say that. So I went on a date and I got like 2 weeks ago in the city and I got like a feta salad where it was just like a giant block of feta and like cucumbers and like other stuff. And I just really did not enjoy it. I think I just really wanted burrata instead. It really doesn't have the same effect. Just because, I don't know, it was like a lot of feta, like that's all I was eating, you know what I mean?
Okay, so what
do you prefer to cook, like if you could cook your favorite thing in the world, like the easiest thing or like whichever, what would it be? What do you like making?
I really like chopping. It's just kind of fun. What I usually do if I'm like cooking for other people and it tends to be a crowd pleaser is I do tacos, but I do like a make your own taco bar. So like I'll make chicken and I'll make, I'll like put out some cheese. I'll have like beans and vegetables and rice and stuff like that. And people can kind of go through and scoop it themselves and make their own. So I do really like making tacos. I like anything. My go-to if I'm like having someone over and I'm trying to impress them with a meal is I do like a lemon pepper garlicky chicken pasta broccoli dish. That one's pretty fun to make and it's easy. It's like under 30 minutes.
Oh wow, that's so nice. You know, one thing that I've discovered about pasta, so I've been really into chickpea pasta, like pasta alternatives, like chickpea lentil, whatever. Chickpea pasta takes like twice the amount of time to cook, boil, whatever. It takes so long. I did make lentil pasta and it was different. Like it took shorter, which was nice, but yeah, that sounds really yummy. When we were together, like over a year, 2 years ago, I don't know, in your Boston apartment, you made like a chicken dish for us with, I just remember the chicken was so good. Remember it's like chopped chicken, olive oil with like other stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
Chicken is so easy, but sometimes I overdo it and it's just dry. Okay, cool. What do I prefer to cook? I really like making, it's like a grilled cheese, but with like meat, like a deli meat in it. Ooh. So like turkey or like buffalo chicken and Munster. Like, and then I sometimes like what I used to do when I was going to the office is I'd make it the night before and then like microwave it at the office. I don't know if that's gross, but I really like it. Cause I just like how it's like grilled bread. I don't know, like in the pan with like the butter on the sides, or like I would do olive oil. It's like kind of charred. I think it's so good. And then I really like sweet potatoes. It's, as you guys know, it's kind of a hassle, but it's like once you just like, what's the word, peel and then chop, you just toss it in the oven. And then you just have to check that it's like soft all the way through with a fork after like 25 minutes. Easy peasy.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a bit of a different route. What is one takeout item that is your favorite that you would take if you could only do takeout for the rest of your life?
I've mentioned this on previous episodes, Greco in Boston.
Really?
Oh
Yeah.
my gosh. And that's like a chicken wrap type of situation. I usually get the plate and it comes with like vegetables, chicken, pita and a dip, and you can do it all as you can, like make your own little mini pitas or just eat it with a fork. So good. I used to have it for lunch at least once a week.
No way. Okay, I remember going. It's near the Prudential Center, right?
Yeah, I think I took you there.
Okay, yeah, that was really good. Do you think Cava is similar to it, or I feel like Greco's higher end?
Greco is definitely a little bit higher end. It's still like a fast casual and kind of around the same price point. I think Cava is similar, but Cava is more of like a bowly salad type place, and I think a general Mediterranean, where as Greco is way more just like traditional Greek. I'm not Greek, so I can't like necessarily speak to that, but from my experience, I really like Greek food, so I feel like I've tried quite a few Greek restaurants before.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Have you ever been to Greece?
I
No,
haven't.
right?
It looks beautiful. I'd love to visit Greece.
Yeah. The one semester I was abroad, this girl I knew was abroad in Greece, and she just looked like she was at the beach every day, and it was so warm and so pretty. It looks cool. Okay.
What's your takeout item?
My takeout item is drunken noodles, not spicy. I forgot to ask for them, well, with chicken, not spicy the last time I got them. And it was just a very uncomfortable situation because my mouth is on fire.
Oh
Like, I want to eat it because the sauce is so good. So I have to ask for it not spicy. And it still is kind of spicy because there's like red pepper in it.
no.
But just something about that flavor of that sauce is so good. Yeah. I've been much more loyal to the drunken noodle. But okay, I love getting drunken noodle this place near school, we're near school in New London, because you could get like a sushi roll and the noodles, but like drunken noodles is a Thai food, I'm pretty sure, and sushi is not Thai. So like this one restaurant had like it was Thai with a sushi bar, and that literally doesn't exist anywhere else. And so this one time in the city, I literally went to two different places. I picked up my sushi roll and then I picked up my drunken noodles, and it was so good.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, so it was good. Okay, next up. If you're on a deserted island and you can only take three ingredients, what would they be?
That's a good one.
Right? We can change the number too. I didn't really think about it. I thought three was good though.
Think three is good. I'd say olive oil, bread, like a baguette possibly, and baby carrots.
What?
Like they don't necessarily all have to go together in one dish, but like baby carrots that are roasted in olive oil are delicious, and baguette dipped in olive oil also amazing.
I didn't even think about that. The carrots and the olive oil, of course. You know, I have not successfully made carrots where they're just soft. Like, I tried to make a soup with the ca carrots that I wanted them to be soft, and they were just hard.
Oh
And it
no.
was so uncomfortable, like, eating it. Okay, that was a really good answer, I think. Okay. So for me, so there's two angles to this. There's like enjoyment, and I love cereal so much. So it'd be like a cereal box and almond milk and bananas. But then, because I just think bananas are one of the best foods in the world. Did I say this before? Like, I went on a date like a month and a half ago. This guy said he didn't like bananas. And then he proceeded to tell me, I just think it's so funny to like list his top five fruits. And I was like, what is going on? It doesn't take away from the fact that you don't like bananas. I just think bananas are such an easy, delicious way to get in, like, food. And it, like, pre-workout, like, literally any meal, breakfast, the body of a smoothie. Like, there's nothing else out there like a banana. Like, like with apples, there's a pear. That's like an apple, but no, there's nothing out there that's like a banana. So yeah, big fan. But if we're, but like obviously cereal is like I would have like Honey Nut Cheerios or Reese's Puff. They're so good, but that's like not, it's just like the most unfilling and unhealthy item in the world. Like it shouldn't even count as the fact that people market cereal as a breakfast food is absurd. It's like a dessert at best. It's not even a snack. Anyway, so maybe like, oats with my almond milk, because I do love oatmeal, but honestly I had a bowl of oatmeal on Monday and it was disgusting. I was like, I gotta up my game. I do like caramelized bananas, so I would need olive oil. I've been putting caramelized bananas in my oatmeal and it's so good. Yeah, so I'll leave it at that.
Now I want to make caramelized bananas because that sounds so good.
It's like literally like the banana is the, what's the phrase, like the transportation item for the oatmeal, or maybe it's other way around, because I just want the banana. It's so good, and it doesn't matter if there's no flavor on the oatmeal, because to caramelize it you put a little sugar on even just one of the sides and then olive oil on like the pan, and then you will flip it and it just gets this like glaze. Oh, it's so good. Okay, next, I wrote down, what do you like for dinner? So can you give us any other likes besides tacos?
I really like pizza. I like all of the like drunk people food. I really like pizza. Pizza's fun to make. That's also another like crowd pleaser type of thing. If you're having people over, you guys can like make pizzas and put them in the oven. Cause it's pretty easy. If you have like a countertop, just roll out some dough and throw some cheese and sauce on it. Like, you don't even have to make the sauce, just buy sauce in a jar from the store. I like pizza for dinner, but if I'm being healthy, like a big salad, and I'm kind of weird in that I don't like fruit in salad. I just, the juxtaposition of like lettuce to fruit just doesn't work for me. So I like a big salad with vegetables in it. There was a time, I want to say for like 3 months, where the only thing I ate for dinner was salad, and it was always like a spicy chicken Southwest style salad. And I'd get home and my roommates would be like watching TV and they're like, oh, let me guess, what are you making tonight? Southwest chicken salad. And I would every single night.
That sounds really yummy. Southwest, like, because if I think of like a Southwest wrap, I just know there's a lot of flavor in it.
Yeah, exactly. Or like a good Greek salad with some feta.
And Kalamata olives, of course. I don't know how you feel about that, but I
love olives, so.
Really like Kalamata olives. Oh, I saw this ad on Instagram the other day for like an athletic outfit, like hoodie and sweats, and the color was called Kalamata because it was like purple.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I know exactly what you're going for. And it was, it's like so good. I really like Kalamata olives on pizza. I also black olives, but Kalamata olives are a different experience on pizza. Okay. So I like went ham in terms of like when I got to New York City 2 months ago, like going out to eat and also ordering in, and it was like all Italian food, all pizza. And I've been on a break from Italian food, which includes pizza, like whether it's like drunk night type pizza or like restaurant pizza, which is fine. You know what I mean? Like, I'll come back to it. But also, like, not to be annoying, but like, there's no health benefits to pizza. There's absolutely none. It doesn't fill you up. It doesn't give you any nutritional value. And you've eaten three slices and you feel gross. So like, I do what I can, but, in terms of like enjoying it and, or not, but I once made the cauliflower crust, or I like bought the cauliflower crust from Bonza, like from at Whole Foods, and then put the pizza on it. And well, I know the cauliflower is a vegetable, so like that's filling, but like I think it's less filling than just like a bread crust, and you don't really like taste the difference. It's not like obviously like as crispy as bread, but I'll take it. And I just like pile the cheese on. You know, that's the one thing, is I like cheese. I like it. I really, really should eat it in moderation, but Which I do if I'm not like binging a not binging, but like eating a whole pizza when I feel like it, or like Domino's cheesy bread. But like some people who are like, oh, I'm going to make like the feta pasta dish with vegan feta, or like put vegan mozzarella on a pizza. I'm like, it's just not worth it at that point. Yeah. It's just not. Just enjoy the pizza or don't have it.
I agree.
Okay, cool. And like for dinner. Oh, okay. One thing that I'll do if I'm being really lazy is like grilled chicken and sweet potatoes. It's just like so filling and really easy to make and like have in the house. Mm-hmm. And of course, salmon. I was having salmon like every other week in the city because I would just go walk to get it. But like here, when I'm at home in Connecticut, I have to like drive to the fish market. So it's just kind of like a different store. And then like everyone in the house wants to get different kinds of fish. And then I'm paying like $60 for fish. And I'm like, how did this happen? Yeah. Okay. My last question is, what do you look forward to cooking in the future?
That's like a good question.
Yeah. Okay. Like something that you have been waiting to cook or like could cook with friends in the future. Yeah. Or
so not to like be repetitive with tacos, but there's a specific type of taco that I, whenever I'd have people over for, usually for football games or something, like I had people over to watch Super Bowl once, or just I had friends over for dinner on New Year's Eve, like early before everyone went out. What is a crowd pleaser is another like make your own taco station, but to make it shredded chicken and do it in a crock pot.
Ooh, okay.
And I was just, I have a crock pot and I like haven't used it. This is probably like 3 or 4 years ago. I hadn't used it and I was like researching crock pot recipes and I found a shredded chicken recipe that you just basically dump hot sauce, chicken broth cube, and adobo seasoning and a cup of water into a crock pot with like two chicken breasts and just leave it in there for, I think it was 4 hours. And then you like mush it up with a whisk and it's so good. It's really juicy because it's like soaking in that stuff. And I really like making that. And it just kind of reminds me of like fun get togethers with friends. So I'm looking forward to having those experiences and making people food.
Yes. Okay. That's awesome. That sounds so yummy. I really like how, yeah, it's just like filled with flavor because I, for my wraps this week, I got the blandest tasting turkey and there's just like nothing I can do about it. It's so sad. So I was adding like roasted red peppers, like mustard to like try to help it out. But that sounds so yummy. Also, now I like really want to be on an island because we were talking about it. Yeah. With like my little grill, perhaps. But for me, I don't really know. Like I recently made masala sauce, like chicken tikka masala. I had smelled it at my friend's apartment and it smelled so phenomenal. So I found it in the grocery store and then just like marinated chicken in it, like after I'd cooked the chicken. So the chicken was so soft. And then I just had chickpea pasta with it and it was so yummy. So I feel like I want to find another really good sauce, you know, whether that's Hunt's red sauce, which is just so good. I don't know. I feel like when I think of dinner meals, I think of like pasta and chicken, but like, yeah. I don't eat pasta. I don't have chickpea pasta and I don't always like that pasta. Like it's just kind of heavy and like filling. So like for dinner, but it's like a good go-to. And then I'm like, I made the chicken meatballs and before I thought to just make the feta sauce, I asked my dad, I was like, what do people eat it with? And he was like, oh, you did with quinoa and a bed of spinach. Like, I was like, ew, a bed of dry spinach. I like insulted him and he was like, thank you for that. And I was like, I'm just saying, like, I want to enjoy what I'm eating and yeah. I don't like the taste of quinoa. So anyway, work in progress, but I will be looking for a new sauce. Maybe vodka sauce, like penne alla vodka. We'll see. Okay. Well, anyways, any other question or prompt we should answer? I
feel like what are you making for dinner tonight?
Good one. I'm just heating up my chicken meatballs in my feta sauce. There's a ton of it. I don't know if it's enough like sauce to meatball and vice versa, but since I've been eating after I work out, like I'm pretty full because like my body's like working, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I've been having 3 meatballs with like a little bit of sauce. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and it tastes so good. Those chicken meatballs taste so good. And the only thing in it is like some panko, some parm, like ground chicken, like an egg, like that's it. Like there's no some garlic, some onion. Like, that's it. I was like, how does it taste so good? Maybe I'll make them again. I don't know. Good. I'm like, on one hand, I'm a creature of habit, but on the other hand, I get so bored so easily. So, more to come. What about you?
I have some frozen pierogies that I pulled out of the freezer, and they are jalapeno cheddar pierogies, which is an interesting take on pierogi, but they sounded really good, so I bought them.
Yeah, that makes me think of like the frozen meals at Trader Joe's. I guess even Whole Foods has them, but I feel like Trader Joe's has really good stuff. Like they'll look just like a turkey burger or just like a pizza or like a pasta dish or a meat dish, whatever. And it's just like, I feel like you would forget it's in your freezer. And then when you have nothing to do, you just pull it out, like with soups. Yeah, I really like Italian wedding soup from Progresso. And so it's just like so easy. But it's like, if I have like frozen pizzas in my freezer, that's I'm going to eat like two of them and like be done. So that's why I can't have some of the stuff in my house. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, anyways, tell us what you guys like to eat and cook. And maybe we should try some new recipes, and we'll see you guys soon. Oh, we're going on break. Do you want to tell them?
So we're doing a spring break, as we call it. We're going to come back the week after Easter, which I forget the exact date of that.
I believe it is Monday, April 12th. So be ready with bated breath.
So that will be our season 3 premiere.
Yay! Oh my gosh, 2 seasons, guys. This is crazy. We can't wait to keep going with you. Next season, definitely we want to get more guests. We keep saying we want to get guests, but like, we're very specific over here. and we want to have lots of new topics as well. So if you have any suggestions, let us know, and we'll see you soon. Bye. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body.